A big healthcare victory, or so we're told. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate is on track to pass its version of healthcare reform by Christmas, thanks to Democrat Ben Nelson, who finally jumped on board after getting a special deal for Nebraska, which you should not for one moment think of as a payoff, but which simply says that the federal government will pick up 100% of the expansion of Medicaid in Nebraska forever. But wait, now the Senate version has to be reconciled with the House version, and you ask Dave, suppose Nebraska's House members hold out the way Nelson did. Don't worry, they're all Republicans, already committed to vote no. Bad move. Oh, but there are bound to be other holdouts, other special deals, that's how our system works. It's almost funny to recall that the whole reason we're doing this is that we kept hearing how European nations are somehow able to cover all their people for less than we pay to cover just some of our people. We know we're just as smart as the Europeans, and certainly tougher. We have better TV, more interesting sports, we put a man on the moon, we saved him in World War II. Except, it turns out that Europeans are tougher than us in some ways. They're actually willing to tell doctors how much they can charge. They tell drug companies how much profit they can make. They even believe that somebody else's abortion is none of their business. Our people just can't agree on stuff like that. And as the reform bill's approval ratings drop in the polls, there's only one conclusion we can come to. The reason America has the most expensive healthcare system in the world is because we like it that way. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.